Hey, what's going on? It is Ravenna Black. So first, I want to say thank you for listening to my little advertisement or whatever. In the beginning, I just wanted to kind of get that out the way so as not to interrupt the upcoming recording. So this is meant to actually be pretty short. It's just a, excuse me. It's just some positive affirmations that I have been trying to keep in the forefront of my mind, and I wanted to share it with you guys because, you know, I haven't really been consistent. I have to pick a day, and I'm going to say every Monday going forward, I will upload a recording. It's just so, you know, if you guys have been listening, I think I jumped back on here mid-December, and I was in a rough place. Honestly, I'm still kind of there, but I'm working myself out of it, learning things about myself. And so in the beginning of this whole situation, I was just kind of like, what did the universe want to teach me? Make it make sense. Like, what? Step out of your comfort zone and then get your heart broken and then go back to being a mom like nothing happened? Absolutely not. But I think that I'm picking up what the universe is putting down, basically. So in this current moon phase, which is the waning moon, when the moon, the view of the moon gets smaller to us, or the light of the moon. So, you know, like how it appears to be 100% full during the full moon, it starts to decrease in how much of it we see on Earth. And that space of it decreasing is called waning. And then after the new moon, it's called waxing. So during the waning part, you are supposed to be meditating and practicing mindfulness and being patient. And for me, and again, like, just I guess to bring it full circle, because I'm kind of getting off track, the lesson is, who are you, right? And how can you become comfortable with things outside of your control, and what can you control versus what can't you control, and how do you utilize your introspection to garner appropriate responses to things? Because I'm not proud of the way I conducted myself, I mean, at all, but I lost control over the one thing that you absolutely positively always have control over, or at least you should, right? I'm barring those certain circumstances where people don't have control over, or what you call it, I can never say this word, autonomy. You should always have control over yourself. And I let myself go. I kind of spiraled out of control. I'm not even going to lie. I can't. And that's what bothers me. And so, again, the lesson, I think, and I think I keep saying that the lesson for me is just like, sis, you have to live. And maybe that's what I'm missing. Because I just felt like, okay, so step out of my comfort zone, fall for somebody, they hurt my feelings, and then what, do this shit again? Just keep doing it until somebody's like, no, I want to keep you. I'm not going to hurt your feelings. I can't even imagine. But if I don't allow that to happen, then what? I'm bitter, right? That's when introspection is so important, because the more you practice being introspective, the more you can recognize when you are turning inward and just being negative. Like, there was a point where my friends were telling me how happy I was with this person. And I was like, fuck them. They don't know happiness, happiness. I was happy. I was happy before him. And it's like, do you hear yourself? Were you? Whatever. That's not what this is about. This is actually, like I said, supposed to be a little bit on the shorter side. I wanted to share. Let me see. I wanted to just, like I said, I wanted this to kind of be one of those things where if you wanted to go somewhere quiet and listen to these words and these positive affirmations, you could. Or, you know, I mean, get it how you get it, right? Hopefully you're still tuned in and you're like, all right, sis, so what's up? Hit me with what you got. And I'm going to. excuse me. Whatever. I'm done talking about this stupid ass breakup. Yes, I said stupid ass. It really is kind of silly. Like, when, whatever. We're done here. Don't even worry about it. But, like I said, I wanted to share with you guys how I just get myself through all of those emotions throughout the day, because it still comes in waves, but y'all don't have to hear about it. And I know that mindfulness and affirmations happen to be a trend type of thing, but I've been practicing mindfulness and positive affirmations since I was around 12. So damn, how many years is that? That's over 15 years. Oh, I'm getting old. Anyway, so quick story behind that. When I was in middle school, I suffered from bad nightmares. Like, they were terrible nightmares, from scary movies, from just like experiences. And then, lest we forget, 12 is that awkward stage. And so just different things happening in school where I would be embarrassed. And I'm like, you know, just, I was really being hard on myself. Actually, I'm still kind of hard on myself, but that's neither here nor there. So to fix that, or what I thought was fixing it, I don't remember what it was that made me, because I don't think we were like, yeah, I wasn't really surfing the internet back then, but I went to the library to look up books on self-hypnosis, and I discovered L. Ron Hubbard. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with him, but he happens to be a founding father of Scientology, I think. I know for sure they use his books, but back when I was 12, of course I didn't know anything about that. I just knew I wanted to feel better. And so he teaches you in some of his books. And wait, but full disclosure, I am not a Scientologist at all. But his methods on coping with those bad memories, or engrams, as he likes to call them, it really helped relieve. I was relieved. And along the way, I started reading. So after reading him, I read a little bit of Deepak Chopra, and just on and on. As time progressed, I'm picking up these books, just trying to help myself. And again, this is before high school. I didn't even realize that this is what I was doing, but it helped. And I remember being 19 and working my first full-time job, and I would cry every day for about 6 months. And then, upon, you know, stumbling into more work by Deepak Chopra. So I think, I'm pretty sure it was him. It might have been somebody else, but that's when the positive affirmations came in. So nevertheless, all the more, I know what I'm doing, y'all. Don't worry. I got you. I got you. I got you. Okay, so first things first, you want to lead with deep breaths. And we're going to do, and this, before we start the breathing, I know y'all like, girl, sorry. Okay. So before we start the breathing, I want to tell you, this is not how you get rid of bad memories. This is not how you get rid of engrams. This is not how you cleanse that part of you. What we're getting ready to do is just, I guess, some reminders from me to you to get you into a winner's headspace, okay? That's what we want to think. Winner's headspace. That's how we want to start. And then, of course, what I'll do is put in the description box at what point we actually start breathing. So if you decide to come back to this recording, you know, you can just jump to it. Alrighty, so allow these affirmations to wash the negativity away. All right, we're gonna get started. I want you to take a deep breath. You're gonna go in for 10 seconds and then out for 10 seconds. And I'm gonna count. We're gonna do it three times. So that's inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Okay? And then, you know, we'll just run into it. So inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exhale, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Allow these affirmations to wash negativity away. You are love. You are resilient. You are clever and intuitive. When obstacles come your way, you masterfully grapple them with your mental agility. You are protected by the universe. You are important. You are necessary. And you are exactly where you should be in your life path. You will keep moving forward in love and in light. You are the architect of your present and your future. You are successful, and your success will grow tenfold. You are an impenetrable force. You are immovable. You choose strength over fear. You choose courage over anxiety. You are steadfast rather than stagnant. Much like the seas and their shores, you are ever evolving. As you travel in this time and space, you are mindful to appreciate your small wins. Let's take a moment and think about those wins as I count. We're going to do one deep breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and exhale, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. You are cleansed and renewed in the here and now. As we close, I want you to remember the following. Your small wins are as magnificent as your great wins. In fact, there are no small wins. There are only wins and lessons. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. Be well. Until we meet again, it's your host, Ravenna Black, with Mom Life Meets Bourbon.